There is often no glitz and glamour associated with agriculture, but it is important to the development of any country in terms of production, productivity, and food security. The Jamaica Information Service presents Youth in Agriculture, a 5-minute series highlighting and celebrating youths involved in agriculture. Stay with us as we continue part 2 in the series on our featured youth in agriculture this week, Deline Powell. 30-year-old public relations officer at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Deline Powell, also manages a fledgling farm. The 4-acre farm uses solar power and is completely off the grid. She is also looking to implement a system to convert the biogas from animal waste to use for power.
We use solar power for all of our energy needs. We're looking to increase our energy mix by eventually going into using biofuels that we'll be getting from a biodigester. We're also looking to purchase more animals. Right now we have 4 gilts. We are looking to expand that to 8, and eventually, you know, little by little, we'll expand our operations so that we can increase our production.
Deline says farming is a profitable career choice, especially in this harsh economic climate.
Being a pig farmer can be lucrative. I would say the Jamaican pig market, though, it's a little tricky because it hasn't yet reached the point where it's stabilized. So you're usually operating in an environment where either there's a glut, so the price is ridiculously low, or there is a shortage, and so farmers may enjoy a higher than normal price per pound.
She also says it is in everybody's interest to maximize on different streams of income, considering the present condition of the Jamaican economy.
Many entrepreneurs need to realize that when you're just starting out, the first 2 or 3 years, you may not really be seeing profit, because a lot of that money that you've been making, the best thing for you to do is to put it back into your business so that you can continue to grow your business so that your business will be sustainable. If that very first check you get, you're taking that money from the business and not putting it in to grow your business, then you may end up having a problem.
The young farmer says much of her success is owed to the support of the government.
One of the major things that has really helped us in setting up and sustaining our operations to date is the fact that we have really leaned on the experience and expertise of others within the field, and not just other farmers in the area, but also other entities that have been established by the government to assist farmers and, you know, persons in the private sector.
Deline aims to help change the way other young professionals and those in her community view farming and agriculture.
I would encourage young persons, well, not just young persons, but older persons who may be young at heart and may have an interest or a passion for the area, to get involved in any way possible. Maybe it's just a backyard garden that you want to start initially, and then from that you want to expand and go from not only producing for yourself, but for a particular market.
She is also encouraging the youth and the young at heart to get on board.
I would say if it's something you're interested in, do your research and go for it. Because at the end of the day, once your enterprise is being managed in the proper way, once you are employing innovation and new techniques, once you're getting the support that you need in terms of any kind of information that you would need to improve your produce, then you really can't lose.
But it doesn't stop there for the public relations officer and farmer. To further her own knowledge, she hopes to do some short courses in agriculture and is hoping to pursue a Master in Science degree in agriculture at the University of the West Indies. Join us again next week when we continue to highlight young men and women on a mission in the field of agriculture.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.